brighten up those already bright mornings.
All right.
Mornings at the cabin.
Mornings at the cabin, indeed. Slide on that mic, sock, AJ.
Mornings at the cabin.
Mornings at the cabin, indeed. Slide on that mic, sock, AJ. Wheeler and AJ with you on your Thursday morning. Plenty to talk about this morning. Plenty of great tunes as well. That's how we do on Mornings at the Cabin. AJ just slid into Studio One and said, "Would you like some avocado on toast?" And I said, "No, thank you, sir. I want to afford my house." Avocado toast is what's ruining this country. You young people just don't know how to work, and you don't know how to hang on to money. That's why you're poor, and that's why you're whining, and that's why you think daddy is just going to come along and help. I don't know what I'm doing right now. Sorry, went off on a rant there. None of that's true. Avocado toast is delicious and nutritious.
And I already have a house.
There you go.
So
me too.
I'm good.
But, you know, if I had more avocado toast, I'd be house poor.
I can have both.
That's true. That's true. I don't like the bread you're on, but I like the avocado.
It's just white bread.
I know. I like a thick slice of...
Yeah, see, I like a thin.
Big, thick slice of sourdough.
I go thin.
You put lemon on that or lime?
No, I do a little cracked pepper.
Well, no, but I mean, you put the lemon or lime on it, and then you crack pepper, a little bit of salt.
Oh, no, I don't do the
Ooh,
lemon.
Buddy, you got to go for it.
No.
You got to put a little lime on there. Put a little sour in there. Oof.
I see, I'm not a sour guy.
It's not that much.
I'm not really even a citrus guy.
All right, but I mean, it brings out the flavor of the avocado.
I think it's flavorful enough.
I'm just trying to enlighten your. I'm just trying to enliven your life here, man. Okay. Trying to give you a little flavor.
One second, I can't buy a house because I'm eating this stuff. And now you're
millennials
enriching
can't buy
the flavor
because of avocado toasts. So saith some boomer commentators. It is Thursday morning.
Might be the first day you got that right.
I'm exhausted. That's why I'm not getting those days right. We're, you know, at rehearsal again until super late. We're doing like 7 to 10, which is not terrible. Next week, obviously, we're getting into show week, so we're going to be there as long as it takes. So get your tickets to 9 to 5, nacnt.ca. We'll talk about it a little bit more. We're having a grand old time. We're going to have the three leads in on Tuesday, next Tuesday. I know when you tease in radio, you're not supposed to tease more than like 5 minutes ahead, but still Tuesday, and they are great, and we're gonna have a lot of fun with them.
Sounds like a worthy tease.
Absolutely.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast, where we delete all the bad bits and make them sound at least semi-coherent.
Talking a little avocado toast off the top of the show. What do you take on your avocado toast? Let us know on the Cabin Radio Yak line.
Avocado toast.
We're gonna install that at some point.
The
867-873 Yak.
Maybe. I honestly don't even know where I'd go to find a landline these days.
Well, I mean, you can call that line from a cell phone.
That's true. But then we got to somehow tie that into the board.
I mean, we could set up a landline.
Are you just going to hold a cell phone up to the mic? Kind
of? No, you just have a landline. What are you talking about? You can add a landline. I have landlines at work. You got a landline right over there. Oh, yeah. Do we have any landlines in here?
Nope.
You don't have a... What?
Nope.
You don't have a corporate phone?
We have a cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you can set up a corporate phone.
I'm sure we could.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just haven't got around to that yet.
We've got around to that. That's fine. That's fair. I mean, it's not something we really need. Once we're on FM, though, we should have call-in shows.
Yes, we definitely want to get there eventually. Yeah. But I like Zoom. I like the Zoom option.
Yeah.
Especially when we get into video, it'd be nice to have that as well, because then we can
want to see people's faces while you're doing
trivia. Yeah, that's a big thing in radio.
People love to have their faces. Oh my God, what a visual medium it is. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's fine. Don't call the Yak line then. Although we did have a line at one.
We had a rant line.
Yeah. Remember
which
that?
Which is pretty funny. We had a couple good rants on there. A
couple of good rants. I think one was mine.
One was yours.
Just to test it out.
One was Moose.
One was Moose. How is Moose doing? I haven't seen Moose in forever.
I'm assuming she was here last night.
Oh, there you go.
For their show.
That's why the place is filthy.
Northern Surf and Turf. I just vacuumed.
I know. It looks great in here. It looks great in here. You know, I'll tell you this right now. If no one cleaned, if you weren't here, this place would never get cleaned.
Lecter vacuumed once.
What?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. He said he did.
Well, I mean, he said he did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
I think Sarah maybe had vacuumed once.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Or all even. Not so much.
It's been 6 years.
It's been 6 years.
So one siege.
Someone's got to do it at least once.
Let's keep this into perspective.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Wanted to highlight some new Northern music. That's also up at cabinradio.ca. You can have a listen there. It will be some of the stuff we'll be making it into the playlist, no doubt about it. But Brendan McIntosh just released his debut album, Pizza Time, with a launch party coming up at the Raven on the 27th of April. You can get tickets for the show on his website, which is brendanmcintosh.com.
Already in the playlist, my man.
There you go. Well, I knew that, but I just more of it will be making in there.
Is there more? Is there like a list of artists, or just that's the one highlighted artist?
No, we're talking about Cabin Talks, and like Ollie's talked to a few people.
Right? Oh, sorry.
Right. So new in Northern music, you've got Brendan McIntosh. You got some Crook the Kid, right?
Gotcha.
And in the pilot episode, you can hear also Crook the Kid and Manchette on their new single, Dreaming, and the album of material, Crook the Kid.
Have you heard that song?
Over the summer. I have not heard it yet. It's here
good,
on the website.
Man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Crook the Kid is legit.
Right.
Like, he's a good rapper.
Good.
Yeah, I like
it. I know he is. I mean, I've heard him before. I just haven't heard this song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Great.
I like it.
Thank you for putting me on the spot.
You're welcome.
Supposing that I haven't listened to it yet.
I'm actually jealous of
yes,
you.
I suppose. I could have said yes.
You still get your first time.
I could have just said yes, but then if you go in any deeper, what was your favorite part? I'd be like, the part where he says Crook the Kid?
I don't know if I've ever asked anyone.
What's your favorite part of the song?
Oh, you're a big Britney Spears fan,
unless
huh?
you knew they were lying, and you'd be like, oh yeah? What was your favorite part of the song?
What's your favorite part of Oops, I Did
It
Again?
That's when she says Toxic.
Yeah, it's good. Check it out.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
You're jealous.
I'm jealous.
You're jelly?
I've already popped my cherry.
What? You know? I thought you meant like, okay, jeez, wait, we went down a rabbit hole here. I thought you meant you were jealous of him because he's a good rapper. Well, and you want to be a good rapper.
I would like, you know, okay, so.
It would be pretty awesome to have flow.
I would like to practice rapping.
Yeah.
For the reason of, I think that would make me a better MC, better host.
I mean, it would absolutely make you a better MC.
Yeah, I think it would. Like, it just, you'd be able to talk really
you mean
fast
like a rap
and not stumble.
MC.
No, I mean like just like an event MC.
Have you ever done Toastmasters?
No.
You should do Toastmasters.
Okay.
That's a public speaking league, basically. But okay.
Do we have one here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's a small group of Toastmasters in Yellowknife.
Yeah.
And yeah, it basically it's for people who want to get better at public speaking, who want to fine tune their skills, or people list public speaking above death as their top fear. So I mean, people getting over their fears as well, facing their fears.
Interesting.
There you go.
See, public speaking doesn't scare me. I just want to get better at it.
I mean, you're very confident. So that does help. Public speaking scares the bejesus out of me.
Really?
I can get up on stage. I can be here in front of the mic. I can be in front of a camera. No problem.
Could you do public comedy?
No.
Yeah,
see, that's... stand-up is nuts.
That's up
there. I have
biggest
so much admiration for anybody who can get up and do stand-up. I'm just like, even if they're terrible. Yeah. I'm just like, but you got up there, man, because getting up there and being terrible is the worst.
That's my biggest fear.
No, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I don't
have
the confidence.
Like publicly being outed as not funny is my biggest fear.
That's already happened.
Call in.
Call in. Let us know. Go to BrendanMcIntosh.com for tickets to the show. You can also listen to his talk with Ollie, and there's a whole Cabin Talks episode featuring some of that as well. And we'll have it in the playlist.
Yep.
There's a video as well.
A podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And then his show, Ollie's afternoon show. He's been putting a lot of time and effort into getting interviews and doing stuff for his afternoon show. And it's awesome. So, make sure you tune in.
The man is a workhorse.
Yeah, 1 to 3. 12 to 3. 1 to 3? 12 to 3. 12 to 3.
I thought, well, yeah.
Sometimes we take a break for lunch.
Sometimes. Not always.
Not always.
Although that's how this place was born.
Yeah.
We took breaks for lunch and didn't go back to work.
Yeah. Well, BK meetings.
There you go. Featuring some Lemon Bucket Orchestra. Two of the band's many members are on the show to talk about their two Yellowknife Festival appearances, including the legendary moment The Power Went Out, and more than a dozen of the band played on, surrounded by fans from the Beer Garden tabletops at Folk on the Rocks. Legendary. And someone told me last year that was in 2016, and that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
That's nearly 10 years ago? That doesn't make any sense.
I keep referring to 2014. I guess there was a lot of stuff that happened that year. 10 years ago. And that is hard to get my head around.
Yeah,
that's when I moved back to Yellowknife. I've been there here for 10 years straight.
I've been here 11. How have I been here longer than you?
Well, I mean, I was on. I've been
actually
on
and no, off. We'll be back 10 years this fall.
Okay, yeah, I've been on and off for 20 years, but this stint 10 years straight, I haven't moved. So
there you go.
Pretty wild.
Also planning to spin off New in Northern Music into its own podcast with its own host. And if you have any ideas for the show or want to submit music, you can let us know. There's a link there for that. Link is just to Ollie's email address, ollie@cabinradio.ca.
The Cabin Radio app is out now. Get it on Android or iPhone and take the cabin wherever you go.
We do have some of that New Northern Music we were talking about a little bit earlier on, but it's got swears in it, so I have to edit it.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
We'll figure it out.
Some issues.
Yeah. Also, our iTunes account is not working.
iTunes.
iTunes. That's the thing.
Do you chisel the password into stone?
Yeah, I did.
That old relic?
Yeah, that old relic. I know. They keep on talking about shutting it down. It's still going.
For like many years.
Yeah. No, it's like, yeah, I feel like the last announcement is like it's shutting down in April or whatever, and that was like 5 years ago.
I just don't think they update it anymore.
No, I don't think so either. You know, but they put new music on it.
Yeah, that's true. But they don't like they don't upgrade like the operating system.
Oh, the OS?
Yeah.
The OS. I wanted to talk about this. It's on cabinradio.ca. We're going to come back and talk about really low we'll talk about low stakes parking roulette in a little bit. But Northwestel asked police to investigate fiber line damage. Have they not been doing that? Like people are like shooting it with shotguns, yeah, chopping it with axes, yeah. And Northwestel is finally like, "Hey, listen.
Would you guys check that out?
Northwestel has returned to suspected vandalism of the South Slave fiber line to police, the company says, as the dominant telecoms company in the territory. I do love that start. Northwestel operates various fiber optic lines that carry internet and phone services between the communities. Hashtag defend the cord.
It seems weird. And I know that this, like, I don't know how else you're going to do it, especially up here. There's so much rock, right? Mm-hmm. But it's just a cable hanging up on some toothpicks along the highway.
And sometimes it's on the ground.
Sometimes it's on the ground.
Sometimes it's legitimately on the ground.
It's just laying on the ground.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's a little sign that says fiber optic line as an arrow pointing upwards.
Yeah.
So you're like, you're not even trying to hide.
No.
It would be very easy. I could climb one of those poles
yeah.
in 10 seconds
uh-huh.
and just snip.
Snippy snips.
And there goes all of the internet.
There it is.
For the north.
Yeah, exactly. In places, these lines run above the ground as the bedrock prevents their burial. That can leave the lines especially vulnerable to vandalism. There's a link to some stories there, which I'm sure are numerous. Shotgun, wolf, bear.
Shotgun was the best
one. Axe.
Also, shotgun, like
tripping,
huge spread.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, but I mean, you get right next to it. You know,
it's true.
You know,
I like to past think cases he challenged himself a little bit.
Shooting fiber optic line, it's right there in the story. It's hilarious. It's not hilarious.
Don't do it.
People stranded. It can do.
It can be dangerous.
Yeah.
It can be. Legitimately very dangerous.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's almost as if we need to upgrade that. Like we can get the police involved.
I wonder what's stage two of this? Like, is it a bigger tower?
Through the lake.
Like reroute it totally.
Absolutely. Sunken lines through the lake.
Oh, we're gonna have like
Have you seen the map of lines? Right? No. Have you seen the map of lines of power cables and internet cables through the oceans? It's nuts. And it's not the best, but I mean it would protect it.
We don't even know how deep Great Slave is.
I know.
That would actually, there you go, that's a good point.
There you go.
The freezing part of it.
The freezing part would probably completely mess
up. That gets a little tricky.
Right? But I mean, if you're having it deep enough, it's not going to freeze all the way down, obviously. But
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the entry and exit spots. I'm sure they've explored it and that it's probably monumentally expensive.
Well, no matter what, so expensive.
So everything's so expensive. Oh my God. Everything's so expensive.
Yeah. Inflation.
That should be inflation.
In this economy?
Material costs, supplies, the supply chain.
It'd be cheaper just to have security sentinels just kind of walking up and down the line.
Walking up and down the line.
Yeah, yeah.
Defend the cord. Yeah, yeah.
Hashtag defend the cord.
Yeah, and we could do that with our criminals and things like that, and they could take the black, meaning defend the cord.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the most cost-effective.
We call them crows, too. I mean, or ravens. We call them ravens.
Call them ravens.
Ravens. Yeah, yeah.
Northern crows. Yeah.
Yeah, northern crows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because I don't like, you make it like a taller tower. Right, like that would probably be the next thing. But even still, like that's a lot of
it's a ton of infrastructure. Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what else you do.
I mean, obviously they don't either.
Yeah,
like that's the thing. They don't either because we keep on doing the same things.
There's some spots.
It gets damaged like once or twice, at least once or twice.
Yeah, yeah, for
sure.
Where
we're just like, oh, the internet's out. Oh, why'd that happen? And they, you know what? I mean, to their credit, they send those people out and they get it fixed pretty quick.
Yeah, they are quick on it.
But it can be very costly. Damage to the fiber line can and dangerous, as many parts of the NWT are only served by one line, causing immense communications disruptions when the line goes down. So Yeah. What do you do? How it do you depends defend? On where how do you defend it? The cord?
How do you? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't come at me with problems. Come at me with solutions.
That's it. That's all I got. I got. I have absolutely. There are some areas where it's buried. I know that.
Oh yeah.
Because
no,
I was working
yeah.
with a customer way back when where they were trenching.
Yeah.
But then there's just some spots where you're just
laying on the ground. Laying on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, like you're not just stick. Yeah. Yeah. Just dig a hole in rock. So not to. I don't know.
I mean, someone took a picture last year during the evacuation. It was just a line through a bush, and it was just like on a bush.
Oh yeah.
It looked like a Christmas tree lights.
There's been on a couple bush. Stretches where yeah. it's just like. Yeah, it just hang. It looks like an Arctic snake, you know. It's just hanging there. I'm like, really? That's our lifeline to the internet in the north. It's right. just hanging out there.
Do you think the RCMP would defend corporate interests more than they would public?
No.
No? You're living in a dream world, AJ.
I don't give them enough credit for that.
Okay, fair enough. So the RCMP are now involved. Obviously, there's some damage recently, and. Yeah, obviously the fire damage from last year caused a lot of outages as well.
Yep.
And I mean, it's just one of these things. It's become one of the things that we have to live with up here.
That's another point of the
Everything's lake. Everything's so expensive.
With fire.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to avoid that.
There you go.
That's a, I don't mind the lake idea. It's just what a cost.
What a cost.
Is it
so
I don't know.
Expensive?
Chuck it on a tugboat and just let her sink to the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not crazy.
It's crazy.
I mean, we know what's crazy.
We finally found out how deep this place is.
Like a couple trees holding up a fiber optic line all the way to the north.
Defending the communications for the entire north. Yeah.
Less crazy
that is
than.
Also a little crazy.
Yeah. Our current situations.
That's absolutely
probably
right.
the craziest.
Go to cabinradio.ca for the full story and find out what's being done to prevent vandalism on the fiber optic line.
Take arms, folks.
Take arms. Take arms against
out there,
the sea of vandals.
Defend our Netflix.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast was recorded before a sort of live, thankfully not in the studio, audience.
It's Wheeler and AJ with you on your Thursday morning. This is on the cabinradio.ca website, possibly on the deck. Ollie Williams has this for you. Funny story. Extremely low stakes parking roulette unfolds in Yellowknife. That's right. Parking drama about to take place. Expect some unusual oscillation. Not very often do you hear oscillation in a news article. Very nice. What does it mean? And your parking meter fees over the next 2 weeks as the City of Yellowknife updates its meters to reflect new, higher costs. That's right.
What?
We're going to pass on those costs to you, the consumer. In
Their
February,
tickets went up, too.
Of course they did.
They went from 25 to 35, like in the last year.
Yeah. You got to collect that taxes, baby.
Oh, I got 2 parking tickets in the last 3 days.
Why?
Because
Get a downtown parking pass.
No, they're not. It's not affordable.
Right.
It's like they're like $1,500.
Is that right?
Unless you go commercial.
Right.
But I don't have a commercial vehicle.
I mean, why not just get a commercial license? You own a business that you have your truck.
Yeah, but then the truck would be under the company.
So?
And I do stupid things with that truck.
I mean,
I don't want a commercial plate.
We own it. We can do all kinds of stupid stuff.
Well, right now I'm driving Scott's truck.
That's true.
Because it has a
it's beautiful truck.
Parking permit on there. So.
Bought it at Aurora Ford.
It's a beautiful truck.
Trusted salesperson. Yeah. In February, the city council agreed to increase the fees from March 1st to $2.50 an hour at the 1 hour and 2 hour meters, or $1 an hour at the cheaper 9 hour meters. However, municipal enforcement has the unenviable task of going around and reprogramming many hundreds of meters to reflect the new fees. It is unenviable, but hey, who else is going to do it?
Oh, and this is good. We have a window here.
Yes, we do.
If they're occupied resetting all these meters, then they're not giving out tickets.
But this is where the drama comes in, AJ. This is where the drama comes in. That work is happening from Wednesday, yesterday, until the end of April. So you got about 12 days. April 30th? There's no 31st in April, right? 12 days.
Started Wednesday. I got a ticket yesterday.
There you go. And it introduces a teensy tiny version of drama when a parking meter in downtown Yellowknife, what exactly will you end up paying? So if you get to a parking meter that has a lower fee or the higher fee, here's where the drama ensues. You're going to try to get those lower end ones. And I bet there's people inside of the city that know exactly which ones have been changed and which ones haven't. So they have a distinct advantage over the rest of the citizens of this great, great, great town. This great town. This town is so great of getting slightly cheaper parking than the rest of us.
Yeah, that's probably why I'm going to text them.
Rush.
Right after this.
Rush to those low. Yeah, maybe like, Sibley can let us know.
Send me your plan.
Sarah, I'm texting you and I'm just going to Sibs. I'll text you up and be like, which ones have been switched over?
I don't use meters. I either risk it.
You mean you park in front of them and just don't pay them?
Sometimes.
Is that what you mean by not using them?
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, I don't use them either.
I either park way down the street so that I'm not, there is no meter, right, and I get free parking. I'll just walk up, which is fine. I don't mind a little walk.
They're listening right now. They're going to put parking meters at those places.
I'll just park further
until
I'm finally at my house, and then I'll just walk from home.
I mean, I'd like to think that if I was working here full time, I would just walk from home because I live just outside of downtown.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
I should really
take your time in the morning to the point where it's like, nah, I got no time to walk now.
Yeah, if I was better organized in the morning. I'm not much of a morning person.
Of course, yeah. Nor am I.
But sometimes I risk it. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I don't have time for the walk because now with the dogs and stuff in the morning, I'm uptown. My whole routine's a little off. So
all,
I'm getting here
all over the place.
A little last minute. So I park up here and I just risk it. And sometimes my mentality is, if they don't give me a ticket for 5 days, but then I get a ticket, $35 ticket, I'm actually up.
You are up. Absolutely.
Right? But unfortunately, the last 3 days, I've gotten 2 tickets, so I'm way down.
I mean, we're lucky we don't have the digital ones yet because they just automatically give you
a
ticket.
They had the QR code. I think they
still
the QR
code. I'm not talking about how to pay for it, but the digital ones like they have in Vancouver where it's just, it marks your time. No one has to come by to give you a ticket. Like it marks it and you're done.
I don't like that.
Well, because there's ones, I'm talking about the ones where you have to program in your license plate.
Oh.
So it's the
parking lot.
No, not necessarily even the parking lot. There's those on the street too. On commercial streets, they have one where you plug in your license, and if you go over that time,
what is this world coming to? Could you put a little electrical tape over the?
Oh, there you go.
Like a sensor or something.
There you go. Done.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the world coming to? We're being commodified to death. Everything we have to pay for. What if you leave the house, it costs you $20. Probably 50.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel my wallet get lighter every time I open that door.
Every time. It's so expensive.
Good news is it's already very light.
They're very good. So absolutely. Can't get much lighter.
During the
transition period, says the city, residents may notice some parking meters at the previous rate and some at new rates. So get out there and get those parking meters at those old rates before they shoot up.
Some retired person should go around and flag. You know how some people be like, there's a speed camera at this corner.
I love that.
Yeah, I think someone should go around and be like, here's the cheap meters today.
Have you ever been, if you passed a speed trap, right? So you've passed a speed trap, you didn't get caught or whatever, but you passed the speed trap and then you flash your lights at the oncoming people and let
every
them know.
Time.
Yeah, I've been pulled over for that.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Guys, like, you're not allowed to do that.
We shouldn't flash a cop.
Well, because you're not, I flashed a cop. Listen, to get out of a ticket, I'll do anything. But a flashing your lights is actually, it's technically illegal because you're distracting.
Yeah.
It's distracting driving.
Fair enough.
He didn't give me a ticket or anything. He's like, don't do that. Don't do that. And I was like, okay. I didn't ask why. I wasn't going to escalate it. I wasn't like going to be, I'm a sovereign citizen. Why are you even talking to me?
And the second you pulled out, you're just flashing lights like, just got pulled over flashing my lights.
Yeah.
With Morse code.
I always do that. If there's a speed trap, I will always try to let people know. Here you go. Yeah. Just let you know.
I do the same
speed
thing.
Speed traps are gross.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know, they do. There's a guy in a Raptor on my street that drives like a maniac.
I mean, but see, okay, so they have this in Australia.
Yeah.
It's very, very common.
Spikes?
It's vans.
Right.
So they park, but they park them in like bushes and stuff.
Yeah.
So you have no idea it's there.
Yeah.
So all it's doing is giving you a ticket.
Yeah.
If the goal was to slow you down,
it's not doing anything.
The goal is to
collect revenue.
Exactly. You get a flash from the camera, and then you just drive off. You could speed even more after that.
Well, that's what speed cameras are for as well. Like, I mean, you may not even notice them, but there they are, and they flash, and you're like, damn it.
But sometimes they'll put up a big sign.
Yeah.
Be like, speed camera ahead. And then if you get hit by the speed camera, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
But that'll slow you down. You go, oh, there's obviously a speed camera ahead. I'm going to slow down.
Yeah.
So you're serving the function of a speed camera by slowing people down.
Yeah, other than just
hiding in a bush drives me insane. It's so clearly revenue generating and not in the focus of safety.
Literally what they're there for. The police are there to protect and serve, I guess. Municipal enforcement is there to collect revenue for the city.
I'd be okay if they put speed cameras around and were just like, this is a speed camera, slow down in the next 100 meters.
Absolutely.
That would work.
It would work. You've seen some pictures where it's like a cutout of a police officer like leaning against the post with a gun, with a speed gun.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that works for a little bit.
Ford Edges. Remember when all the cops were Ford Edges?
Yeah.
And then you just had that one person on the block with a white Ford Edge. You're like, is that a cop? Or is that a dentist?
That's so many people don't want to buy white vehicles because of that.
Because
I don't want to look like a police car.
Yeah, I want to look like an undercover cop.
It's true. So in the next 12 days before all of that work is done, You try to find out which ones are the lower rate, you'll save yourself a little bit of money.
Like the podcast? Listen live. Mornings at the cabin, 7 till 9 each weekday.
If you've seen this floating around Facebook, you are not alone. 749 people have responded to this. It's part of the Western Canada Rib Fest Tour. We're getting way ahead of this, but I've seen this a bunch now. I didn't know this was happening. August 2nd to 4th in Yellowknife at the Multiplex, Western Canada Rib Fest. Damn.
I've got questions.
Me too.
So do they bring in people?
Yeah. I think so. Ribs? I think it's like a, yeah, it's like a whole competition.
Okay. Yeah. But I'm assuming there's some local participants.
I would imagine so. The Western Canada Rib Fest Tour is back by popular demand. Has it been here before?
I don't remember a rib fest.
Tell your family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, even a stranger. I'm not telling strangers about this. I want those ribs to myself.
I'm not supposed to talk to them.
We'll be, that's right. We'll be stranger danger. Rib bibs. We'll be serving up award-winning ribs and other food trucks and family fun in your city August 2nd to 4th. Joke's on you. We only have one food truck.
Yeah, I guess we do. You know, I was thinking of recently that food truck that was parked out by Cam Lake. Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah. The noodles?
Yeah.
That place did not last very long, but it was very good.
It was very good.
Yeah.
I think it was successful. They just
it
wanted
was.
To
they
move.
Just, they did something else. Yeah.
I think it was. Was it immigration? Like if it was a visa ran out, I think.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyways, RibFest.
Admission is free.
Multiplex. Nudo or something.
Nudo, that's
yeah.
right. God, Multiplex Arena Grounds, 41 Cam Lake Road, in case you weren't aware of, as to where it was. We're excited to welcome everyone back to an awesome, fun, and delicious summer weekend event. Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. I didn't know the times. We're going to talk about this more. But I didn't know that this was a thing. And has this been here before?
I don't.
But I guess they bring the competitors. There's got to be some local flavor in there as well.
I think they would. They must. Like, it'd be weird to travel around and not include local participants.
Right. Who do you think's got, I mean, do you know anyone who
literally does any father?
A scosh of ribs?
I don't, there, I know a lot of people that like love a Traeger.
Right.
Like the barbecue, like the smokers.
Oh, the smoker, you know, yeah, the big green eggs. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I think this is a barbecue town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's absolutely a barbecue town.
So I'm assuming there's some people that are rip-roaring ready to go for this.
I mean, I do like to make ribs. I don't go too crazy with it. I put on a dry rub.
Okay.
And then I just broil them.
Have you ever done a brisket?
No.
I tried.
I am underwhelmed by brisket every time I try it.
Oh, really?
I think brisket, and this is, I mean, all you barbecuers out there, I think brisket is completely overrated.
Whoa.
And maybe I just haven't had good brisket.
I think that's probably what it is.
But the effort that goes into like making supposedly a good brisket.
I like that.
It's so crazy.
I like that.
It's like 10 hours.
I like the idea of like you wake up in the morning. Today we're making a brisket. Like you can do other things while you do it, but like
same people who make a brisket would be like, I can't make a turkey. Like, okay, give me a break.
No. I like the full day cook. For a meal at night. I like. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to do it every weekend. But
I like being just like hammered by the time I eat. Right, because you start in the morning, you have a beer,
and then you smell it.
Every time you spray it with whatever you're spraying it with.
Yeah, it's like
apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar. Right? Yeah.
I mean, they look incredible. Yeah. Every time I see it, looks incredible. Every time I have one, I'm like, this is fine.
See, the one I made sucked.
Right.
I would have lined up with what you're saying.
Fair enough.
The one it was just cooked.
Well, it takes a real like. Some real skill.
Well, and you need some like the proper equipment. I just use a propane barbecue, but
I've seen
smoke chips and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's just like the chips wouldn't smoke. No, they weren't smoking the way they should. And
fair enough.
The whole thing was a shambles. But to the like a really good brisket.
Yeah.
Oh God, those are good.
Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, we do the ribs occasionally, and then Phoenix just makes a nice barbecue sauce.
Sign up, dude.
I do a dry rub.
Sign up.
A little bit of mustard.
Not overdoing it is perfect sometimes.
Yeah. No, so. I like fall off the bone. I also like chewing off the bone too.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Peel off the bone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like short ribs.
I don't love slow cooker ribs. I think that's too much.
Yeah, they
peel, and that's fine if you've got a good flavor going on, but for the most part they just like if you don't unfat them, then they just kind of swim around in their own fat for a while.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that for like meal prep. I'll do like rice and then I'll kind of hack it up.
Right.
Put that in there with some vegetables.
Fair
enough. Pretty nice.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Western Canada Rib Fest. It's still a couple months away. But still, I want to talk about it because I've been seeing this all over Facebook. Everybody seems to be pretty excited about it.
Well,
People love barbecue.
The biggest thing with the competition is practice.
Right.
And so if you want to practice and come in, bring your ribs into Cabin Radio.
There you go.
Okay. We'll judge you. We'll give you some positive feedback.
You pay for the ribs.
Some constructive criticism.
We'll eat them for free.
And then you can go to the competition knowing that the experts have evaluated your performance.
Do you think Ollie would be a good judge of barbecue?
Yes. Yes, because he would be a third party that knows nothing about it.
Knows nothing about it.
Right?
He's impartial.
Yeah, so if he went, oh, this is the tastiest thing I've ever eaten, then you go, bingo, you got him.
That's
right?
True. That's true. Fair enough.
That's where I think.
And that's completely judging him on English food standards. But, I mean, he's been in Canada a long time. So
I don't think he owns a barbecue. I've been to his house. I don't think I can't remember seeing a barbecue.
Never been to his house.
I fixed his door during evacuation.
There it is. That tracks. Yeah. We've never been to his house, but I fixed his door.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tracks. Okay, well, we'll find out if Ollie's got a barbecue. And there you go. I mean, it's almost time to get it out there. I mean, I still got a bunch of snow on my deck, but I'm going to start clearing it.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
Like,
I'm going to start clearing it.
That snow's going quick.
Yeah. I mean, we just haven't been at home. We've been at it's work and then neck. Work, neck, work, neck, work.
Do you have
neck,
a good
work,
barbecue?
Neck, work, neck. What?
Do you have a good barbecue?
We bought a fair decent? To middling one.
Fair, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
so
good.
It works. It works great.
It's a good investment.
It is.
Like, if I had a good barbecue, I would definitely barbecue more.
Like, we nearly bought one of those, like, $1,200 chops, and I was just like, nah, I'm good.
Sometimes, though, like, that. My friend bought that, and I thought that's a silly, silly decision. But
it depends on how much you use it.
It's almost every night in the summer.
Yeah, fair
like
enough.
They're on the deck. That's how they cook their meals in the summer.
Yeah, and that makes sense. So if you're doing that.
Incredible.
Yeah, if you're doing that, then that makes sense. Yeah. I don't have as much invested in BBQ as that.
Yeah, he sees me more in the summer. We'll put it that way.
Right.
You know, round about that 6 p.m. time.
Fair enough. Absolutely. Yeah. And we do a lot of cooking on the barbecue in the summer as well. But, I mean, you know, we don't go too crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to the Jarvises for feeding me most of the summer.
I bet. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I bet they do it upright. All right. Western Canada Rib Fest. We'll talk more about it as we get closer. But, I mean, I'm already champing at the bit for that.
Oh, you think you're going to be the champ? Is
no,
that where you're going with this?
No, champing is like at the
I bit. Chomping
like
at the bit.
I thought it was chomping, but champing is apparently also acceptable.
Sorry, I don't know why I said chomping. Chomping is
chomping.
What I meant.
I'm chomping at the bit. I'm a chump. I am. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have yourselves a good day. From everyone here at Mornings of the Cabin, everyone here at Cabin Radio, we promise we'll do better next time.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca.